Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Against the backdrop of the pandemic, the international community should work together towards an efficient and sustainable global public health system that benefits mankind, including the establishment of a sound mechanism of threat monitoring, early warning, and joint response, a system of resource reserve and resource allocation, so as to build a solid defense line to safeguard the lives and health of mankind. In response to the possible use of biological weapons, states' parties have reached a number of consensus in previous discussions. First, it is extremely important to be prepared, respond in a timely manner, and respond effectively. Second, if requested by a country, states in a position to do so should provide prompt assistance. Third, with the assistance of international organizations like WHO, the UN should play a coordinating role. Fourth, national, regional, and global level capacity building should be persistently strengthened, including disease surveillance and diagnosis. Fifth, security and health issues are intertwined and need to be considered in an integrated manner. These consensus are extremely important. We look forward to in-depth discussion among states parties on the basis of this common understanding. Mr. Vice Chair, at the same time, like the majority states parties, we believe that the most fundamental aspect of preventing incidents of the use of biological weapons lies in ensuring the full and effective implementation of the Convention. We reiterate our call for the resumption of negotiation on the verification protocol as soon as possible and the early establishment of a verification mechanism for the Convention. At the same time, to strengthen the capacity building of all countries, we must first of all ensure that all countries can participate without discrimination in the peaceful use of biological technology and international cooperation so as to obtain the technology and materials needed for capacity building. China supports the Russian initiative on the biomedical mobile unit and the establishment of a GGE to study and develop guidelines and procedures for investigating the use of biological weapons. We also support initiatives such as the establishment of a database and a special fund for assistance under Article 7 of the Convention. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.